You're listening to SBS News.
The chiefs of the world's largest tech firms have testified remotely before a US congressional committee to defend their practices and answer questions about their market power. The Democrats are worried the dominant platforms could have a destructive influence, hooking users in to buy more products. Subcommittee Chairman David Cicilline says the corporations are the gatekeepers of the digital economy.
Many of the practices used by these companies have harmful economic effects. They discourage entrepreneurship, destroy jobs, hike costs, and degrade quality. Simply put, they have too much power.
But one Republican argues successful people in the US, such as the top tech founders and creators, should be rewarded. Mark Zuckerberg of Facebook, Jeff Bezos from Amazon, Sundar Pichai from Google, and Tim Cook from Apple are the forces behind the platforms facing scrutiny before the House Judiciary Subcommittee. Mr. Zuckerberg was quizzed on whether his social media giant stifles competitors by copying their features.
I believe that Facebook and the US tech industry are a force for innovation and empowering people. But I recognize that there are concerns about the size and power of tech companies. We build platforms for sharing ideas, and important debates play out across our services. I believe that this ultimately leads to more progress, but we do not want to become the arbiters of truth. I think that would be a bad position for us to be in and not what we should be doing.
Mr. Zuckerberg outlined Facebook's policy for preventing harm as users search for online information about coronavirus.
Stating that there's a proven cure for COVID when there is in fact none might encourage someone to go take something that could have some adverse effects. So we do take that down. We do not prohibit discussion around trials of drugs.
Amazon's Jeff Bezos initially declined to participate unless he could appear with the other CEOs. He was asked why Amazon doesn't do more to remove fake goods from sale online, agreeing it hurts customers and honest vendors. Apple's boss Tim Cook denies having an overriding share in the market.
I'm here today because scrutiny is reasonable and appropriate. We approach this process with respect and humility, but we make no concession on the facts.
Search engine Google has been accused of stealing content from other businesses. Under questioning, CEO Sundar Pichai says trust is crucial to ensuring users return to Google daily, and it's important its information is relevant.
Congressman, when I run the company, I'm really focused on giving users what they want. We conduct ourselves to the highest standard.
A breakup of the company seems unlikely, but more restrictions to limit their powers could be possible. Meantime, the popular Chinese-owned social media channel TikTok is being reviewed by the Committee on Foreign Investments in the US. TikTok insists it doesn't share user data with the Chinese government, while Mr. Zuckerberg was the only boss at the hearing to accuse China of tech theft. Stephanie Corsetti, SBS News.